Hello.
Yes, hi, it's Ruth calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
That's good. Okay, I'm calling. I see that you called into our agency, looking for a new agency for Catherine.
Yes.
Okay, it's not a problem. So I'm not sure how much information you were given by, I believe you spoke with Jasmine.
Not much, but I mean, you can go over everything with me if you don't mind.
Yes. So let me explain to you the intake process, what we'll need, to do before the services can start. So we'll need two things done. So number one is that you will need to be in compliance, meaning we'll have to work on your paperwork as soon as possible to get everything done. And then another thing is that we'll need authorizations from Catherine's insurance for the services to start. So once we have these two things are set, then we can start the services.
Yeah, the authorization will be coming, but first I have to get in because I have another company. So depending on how long this is going to take and the
Right.
process, I'm not going to authorize nothing to you guys if that's not done. Because once it's
Right, of
authorized, I
course
want
not.
to be
No.
able to
We
start
always,
working. Yeah,
yeah,
so
we don't just
that
request
process
it.
is going to happen, but I guess first we have to do, like you said, the application process and that started.
Correct. So usually what we do is first that we just notify the service coordinator of the switch of agencies, but we don't request the authorization yet. So that way you can still continue getting services from your other agency. And then,
Oh no,
once
she's
we're
not
nearing the
receiving
end.
services right now. No,
Oh,
she's
she's
not
not?
receiving services right now. No.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking, when do you think we should set a start date for? When should I request the authorization for?
Like soon.
What?
Soon, but like I'm saying, like I mean, her services, I just spoke with the coordinator, so they should be starting within like any day now. So what I'm saying is I want to get in the system as far as the application and everything like that. So once that do goes through, then I'm able to start. Like that's the only part where I'm at.
Okay, not a problem. It just sometimes takes a few days until we get the authorization from when we request it. So that's why I asked. But we can be in touch closer to maybe like once you're like almost fully registered or something. So that way we can set a start date then. How does that sound?
I'm confused. I need to do the application and stuff.
Right.
When I spoke with Jasmine spoke with the coordinator. So how am I starting anything? And you just don't have no information about me. Any company I worked for, application is first. Her authorization is going to come once I'm in the system. Like if I want to go with you guys, I'm trying to apply.
Right, so let's work on the application process then, okay?
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll talk about the authorization. So as for your application, what we'll need from you is, first of all, I'll send you everything in a text message so you have everything there. So there will be some links that you need to complete online, okay? Very easy, just click on the link and complete it. It will come straight to us. We'll need some IDs, like usually that's a picture ID and a social security card. Do you have these two?
Yes, I have everything. If you can send everything over email, would be better for me to send that stuff back over to
Sure,
you.
that's not a problem. Okay, I see I have your email address. Jasmine put it in. So I'll send you there everything that's needed. If you have any questions, you can just reply to the email and ask. Okay, but you might
Yeah,
be
I pretty
getting a
much know the
call.
process. I've worked with plenty of companies, so I know the process. I have everything you guys need. Again, it's just getting the application in, and then she's approved for services, but they didn't start yet, so we're waiting on the hours and stuff like that. But I want to keep my options open with companies, so I would like to apply with you guys and see, move forward from there if everything sounds good,
Okay,
goes
that's
well.
not a problem. That's not a problem. I'm gonna send you everything, and let me know if you have any questions. You might be getting a call from Monica too. She's the one that does the HR. Okay, so just giving you a heads up
Okay.
about that.
Yeah, so everything you're going to send me, that'll be W-2 and all direct deposit and stuff
Right,
like that,
everything you
right?
need is gonna be included with instructions.
Okay. All right, great. How is the application like really lengthy?
I'm sorry?
Is the application like really lengthy? 'Cause if so, I would rather like try to print it.
I would have to check because I'm not the one that usually does the HR. So I'm really not sure about the documents. I'm just telling you what you need to do, and then Monica's they're gonna follow up with you. But
Okay, that's
I would
fine.
say you should check once you get it and see how, because for one person, what's long is not long for another person. So that's also like,
Yeah.
yeah. So let me send that to you, and you know, I guess you look at it and
Go
see.
from there.
Yes,
Yeah,
okay.
okay, Ruth. That sounds good. Thank
Okay.
you.
Now, do you want my number? Do you have it on the
Okay.
caller ID?
Yeah, I have it here on the caller ID. I mean, if you wanted to specify that in the email as well, that's fine.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Thank
Okay,
you,
so it will
Ruth.
be there on my signature, so you'll see it there.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
amazing.
gonna
Nice
get started
talking
on
to
that
you.
now.
Yes, sounds good. We'll be in
Okay.
touch. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye
Bye.
bye.